giving all praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to his darling son Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And to that blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all manner spiritually. Amen. Truly, today is a blessed day. But as we all know, there are certain things that are going on in the world today that is causing us to feel a certain kind of way. As we prepare for the storm that's brewing out there that's supposed to hit land, we're praying that everyone will be safe. And then we also remember that there are so many people that have not recovered from the past storms. Say, man, the ice storm that happened this year and the hurricanes from last year. So we want to still pray for each and every one of them, lift them up, because we know that God is a God of restoration. Also, we want to keep in mind the people that are in the hospitals, and the people that have been affected by the new strand of COVID-19. We want to lift them up and ask God to manifest himself inside of them in the form of healing. Also, we want to pray for our children, amen, and pray that God would keep them safe. We want to pray for the senseless killings that are going on. The black-on-black crime. We want to pray that they will one day see the light. We want to pray for the people that are behind the prison walls. We want to pray for the lawyers, the judges, the doctors, the nurses. We want to pray for the people that have mental issues. Lift them up and ask God to renew in them a right mind. Oh, Father God, we just come in your darling son Jesus' name just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a loving and kind God. Thank you for your mercies and thank you for your grace. Oh, Father God, we pray that you just continuously watch over us, even the people that are in the far countries, the wars that are going on. Oh, Father God, we're praying that you just bring peace in this world today. Oh, Lord, as we go about our daily affairs, we pray that you would protect us, lead us, and guide us. Oh, Father God, we pray that you would utilize us so that we will be a blessing unto others. Father God, we come praying for every home, asking that you make every home a home of peace and a home of prayer. Oh, Father God, we come to you just as we are, asking for forgiveness of all of our sins, iniquities, and trespasses against thee. And at the same time, oh Lord, we forgive those who have sinned against us. Father God, we realize that we can't do it without you. And we come to you because we need thee. Oh Lord, the people of old will say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. For there is no other help I know. And if thou withdraw thyself from me. Oh Father God, we thank you for always being there. We thank you for not forsaking us and not leaving us. Oh, Father God, we thank you from the depths of our heart. For there's a saying to say that if I had 1,000 tongues, I wouldn't be able to thank you enough. But, Father God, I come to you just as I am. Because in your word it said that if your people which are called by your name would just humble themselves when they pray, and seek your face, and turn from their wicked ways, you will come forth and heal the land. Father God, we're standing in the need of a healing right now. Oh Lord, we're standing in the need of a healing. And whatever it is, We know that you're more than able to supply and to perform and to do. And we just trust in you, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, tells us that ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, that particular verse stands out to me today because as I look at what is all transpiring in the world today, so many people have gotten to the point that they are not letting their light shine. Things are happening that cause us to feel a certain way. And then even though we have a voice, we are still not projecting our voice and being heard. In other words, what I'm saying, that we are allowing certain things to happen that should not be happening. You see, because as a child of God, as a citizen of the kingdom of God, we shall always do the best that we can to stand for that which is right. And that we know is right because it is the will of God based upon the word of God. You see, remember Jesus said that when he came down here on this earth, he came not to condemn the law, but to fulfill the law. You see, my brothers and sisters, all those things, especially in the book of Leviticus, when God commanded Moses to tell the people about what was right and what was wrong and how to make atonement for their sins, all those commandments are still in effect. We are to keep God's commandment. We are to keep God's precepts. But what Jesus did, he came and he redeemed us from the consequences of the law. Because there were certain things that a person can do or would do that would cause you to lose your life. But Jesus redeemed us from those consequences, even though we still lose our life because we don't have the life that God wants us to have. Because we are dead spiritually, but we still can be alive because we can go to Jesus and ask for forgiveness from the Father because of the blood that he shed for you and I. It is the blood of the Lamb that washes us and makes us clean. So with that being said, I want to encourage you not to hold yourself in condemnation for the wrong that you've done or for the mistakes that you made in your past, because God has forgiven you. But what you should be doing is doing the best that you can to take a step further and live a lifestyle that's much more pleasing and do the best that you can to repair or rebuild relationships or whatever it is or whatever the situation may be. You see, my brothers and sisters, God's church, remember, he said upon this rock, he told Peter upon this rock, he told Peter upon this rock, I'll build my church. So a lot of people already grasp up on the concept that we are the church. But we go to a building that we call the church, and we go there to fellowship with one another. But one thing I want us to truly realize and understand is that God's church, we as a people, we are not perfect. There's only one man that walked this earth that was perfect. But what we do is we do the best that we can to strive for perfection. Because if we are to take upon a mind like Christ, and we are to be imitators of Christ, then we should be doing the best that we can to live a lifestyle that's pleasing in God's eyesight. And as we live that lifestyle, we strive for perfection. Because we're striving to be like our Savior. You see, my brothers and sisters, each individual in the church must recognize that the world is watching us. Why the world is watching us? Because we are representatives of God. Amen. We are representatives of the Most High. You see, we proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Amen. So in other words, they put us on a pedestal. So we must do our best to be the light into the world. See, we may stumble sometimes, but just because we stumble, we don't have to be like a dog and wallow in our mess. We could pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off. We may fall by the wayside, but we can still get up. I heard it said somewhere that it said that if I can look up, I can get up. And I come to realize that as long as I'm looking up, I'm looking to the hills from whence coming my help. So I encourage you to keep looking up. Keep looking to the hills, because your help comes from the Lord. And he is illuminating your life with the light. Amen. Because he is the light. And because he is the light, if we are in him, then we are the light of the world. As we go about, we should let our light shine. We may have some struggles sometimes, but still let your light shine. We may go through some trials and tribulation, but still let your light shine. Because of the fact that you know somebody who can bring you through and bring you out of any situation that's going on in your life. See, I want you to turn to God. One of my favorite verses, Proverbs 18 and 10, where it says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And because he is a strong tower, I can go to him because he is my tower of refuge. You see, when I'm feeling lonely, I can go to the Lord. When I'm feeling hurt, I can go to the Lord. When I'm feeling confused, I can go to the Lord. When I'm feeling down and out, I can go to the Lord. When I'm feeling like I can't go on, I can go to the Lord. No matter what's going on, I can go to him, and he will. Oh, yes, he will. He will work everything out. How many of you believe that this morning? You see, my brothers and sisters, because you are the light of the world, let your light shine in anything and everything that you do. You may stumble and fall sometimes, but still let your light shine. You see, I heard it said that if you can believe it, you can achieve it. And with God, all things are possible. There's nothing that he would take from you. Amen. There's nothing he would not allow to happen. All you got to do is just go to him. And as you go to him, continue to be about his business. And as you be about his business, he's going to take care of your business. And as he take care of your business, his blessing upon blessing will be upon you. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying today? The Lord, like that little old song that say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go and all along the way. Even in my neighbor's home, I'm going to let that light shine, because I believe that God is God all by himself. So, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for our church. Amen. We pray that we may be united and that we will stay.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Thank you. Come on, give Deborah a hand as she comes. Jesus and me.
happy, yes I will.
So happy
when I see his precious face.
Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Welcome to G Smooth City, where you're a citizen, with your host, Pastor G Smooth Denny.
Hello, thank you for tuning into this broadcast. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made,